Namaste, beautiful people. Aloha, peace and blessings. I have a message for you. The message is for this coming new moon, which is a Sagittarius new moon. And it's the beginning of a cycle until June 2017. And this is the Sagittarius. It's a sign of powerful optimism. So know that there is a purification and know that there is healing that is happening in the cosmic agenda. And the universe, the higher intelligence, God, the great mystery, has a plan for all of us. And this plan is divine. And the spirit asks us to trust it. So I've been working with quite a few people for the past few weeks, and let me tell you, a lot of healing and profound shadows are surfacing, and I know that that's true for the entire world, and it's our belief systems are shaken to the core, and all I'm asking you to do is to really look within and have faith, have the courage to look into your belief systems. And if they are detrimental, unhealthy, just change them and ask yourself this question. Is my belief system true? Is it helping me? Is it destructive? Is it healing? So I had a powerful dream. It's like a prophetic dream where I was teaching yoga with a very good friend of mine. And it was dark. It was night. It happened outside. It was on Mother Earth. It was very root chakra. And my friend and I were trying to teach our messages through yoga. And the people that were actually attending were very untrusty. They didn't have faith. They have this, like, all I can say is they have this question mark in their mind. Where is this world going? And I was so, how to say, I wanted to help so bad, but I couldn't find my words, and my friend couldn't find her words. And I asked spirit, I asked God, all that is, the higher intelligence, the great mystery, I asked, give me a sign from the divine, help me here, I need help. How in the world I can spread my message with these people that are in front of me so they can have faith. They can find faith again. And because faith leads to wisdom. And so out of blue, I just look at the sky and I saw this mysterious, beautiful, gorgeous lights. And I was like, oh my God, that's it. And I just yelled, I said, look at the lights, look at the lights. This is like a meteorite shower. And it was indeed a meteorite shower. And then suddenly everything just switched. Everything changed from this unhealthy, non-belief system, not believing in, not having faith into something that was gorgeous, was amazing. It was a miracle. God spoke. The higher intelligence spoke. The great mystery gave us the message that we have to have faith. And yes, we might go through surprises that are very unpleasant. We might go through shocks. But just know that this is like a transformation that we really need. It's necessary. It is necessary to happen, because what's happening in the world is really surreal. And we have to put this new pair of glasses where we really see through the lenses of courage and through the lenses of positivity, optimism. This is what Sagittarius new moon is about, being optimistic, being positive, because we are ascending and there are so many awesome souls on this planet. And there are also awesome souls on this planet that left the planet to the other dimension, and we are being helped. And this meteorite shower is all about being helped by other souls that already passed, but are with us in this dimension. And we have a lot of help. We just have to trust There is light at the end of the tunnel. There is this paradigm shift that is beautiful. We need to have trust. Oh boy, there's so much confusion, so much chaos, a lot of scandals happening in the world. This will provoke us because the truth is surfacing. But at the same time, with this craziness and negativity that's surfacing and darkness and shadow side that is surfacing, at the same time, there's such a beautiful creativity rising. And the spiritual growth is just so unbelievable, so amazing. I'm inviting you, I'm asking you to be aware of it. Be aware of intense emotions and feeling. Be aware of these growth opportunities. And be aware that these curses that we might be facing out of darkness may be the blessings in disguise. I'm inviting you to use fire element because Sagittarius is a fire element and it's a very auspicious time. Burn incense, burn wood, any kind of sage. Palo Santo wood is a very sacred wood. Light a candle and use this fire element to burn the lies, to burn the deceit, to burn the darkness in your life and in the world, and use prayer. Intensify your prayer. I know this year, 2016, was an intense year for the entire world. It's a year of transformation. But we have to surrender. We really have to surrender and let go and make room for something better, because something better is coming. We just have to look for it. We have to find it. We have to look for these new opportunities that are disguised under blessings. Peace, namaste, and stay passionate. Stay in your heart. Love you all.